Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Artistic spaces have historically excluded people of color. Such artists have always existed, but the art world hasn't always acknowledged them. That's been particularly apparent for black women. And to help showcase their presence in American art over the past two centuries, the exhibit, There is a Woman in Every Color, Black Women in Art, is now open at the Delaware Art Museum. And in this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Carl Lengel is joined by Delaware Art Museum Curator of American Art, Heather Campbell Coyle, to learn more about this exhibit and representation in art.
There is a Woman in Every Color, Black Women in Art, takes a closer look at the representation of black women over the past two centuries and black women's presence in American art history. This is a traveling exhibit. It was originally put together by art historian Elizabeth Humphrey. Let's talk a little bit about her and about that original conception. Her background, her work, let's start with that.
Sure. So Elizabeth attended Bowdoin, and she was working there. She was on a fellowship after graduation and put together this exhibition in 2021, and culled from their collections. Really, she was really interested in, you know, sort of the rarity of representation of Black women in art, of women that looked like her in the museum on the campus where she had done her undergraduate work, a campus that has more and more young Black women attending. And so for her, it was about sort of, you know, looking through, finding the representations and creating an exhibition that showcased those works.
And this was an opportunity, too, for the museum because of something that the Delaware Art Museum has been doing over the last few years, and that's some acquisitions, right?
Yes. We were really excited to have the opportunity to bring this exhibition to the Delaware Art Museum. It's traveling through the auspices of Art Bridges, but we knew when we looked at it, we were really excited about the content, but it was too small for our space. And we realized that this was a great opportunity to expand with work that we had acquired recently. And then realizing that Elizabeth herself was getting her PhD at the University of Delaware, it seemed too good of an opportunity to miss. So we invited her in to look at some of our recent acquisitions. The Delaware Art Museum has been focused on acquiring work by women and artists of color, and of course, therefore, women of color as well, for many years, but specifically really for the past 10, it's been a big focus. So being able to have someone go through and pull out some of those earlier works, like a Faith Ringgold we acquired in around 2000, works by Joyce Scott, you know, being able to look at those, but then also look at this cluster of works that we've acquired in recent years and start to tell those stories from the perspective of a Black woman teaching and, you know, working in American art right now.
It seems like in curation, often it's a very lonely kind of area because you curate an individual event. But in this particular case, you get to work with somebody. Is that a little bit different as you approach curation of a project?
Absolutely. I love working collaboratively. It's a lot of fun. And in this case, just having that different perspective, a perspective that not only reflects art history, which is what I'm educated in, but also that it reflects lived experience. I mean, I couldn't do the same work in curating an exhibition of Black women in art as Elizabeth could. Not only is it her particular specialty, you know, historically, but also it is, you know, her identity. And I think it's really important for museums to bring people in to collaborate with us so that we can tell new stories and see the work that we've acquired in a new perspective.
Let's dig into the exhibit just a little bit. There is a Woman in Every Color by Elizabeth Catlett is in the exhibit, correct?
Yes. So that is in the opening section, which is called Patterns of Visibility. And that section includes a lot of earlier work, including photography, a marble sculpture by Edmonia Lewis, one of the first really recognized, successful Black women sculptors. So this work exhibition is not all work by Black women artists. It's also images of Black women artists, and some works are both. But having photographs of Black women taken in the 19th century, sometimes we don't even know who took them. But it's unlikely to have been a Black woman. In some cases, we do. But so it starts with this idea of patterns of visibility. But the Catlett work is, you know, from the 70s. So the show is organized not chronologically, but thematically. So it starts with this idea of visibility, you know, just seeing Black women in art for, and that's probably the most, you know, it goes back to a Sojourner Truth photograph from the 1860s and all the way up to the work of Micheline Thomas, a very contemporary artist. And also includes nudes. She brought in an Edward Loper from our collection that is only viewed occasionally, a nude he did, probably of his first wife, which is really lovely, and paired that with a group of photographic nudes.
Let's take a step back a little bit at the larger issue of representation, barriers for artists of color. In art, identity is central to the work an artist does. This exhibit more than recognizes people of color in artistic spaces. When it comes to exhibits like There Is a Woman in Every Color and museums like Delaware Art Museum that showcase them, it's a pretty big role in addressing the lack of representation of people in color in artistic spaces. How do you think we're doing with that?
Well, we still have a long way to go. I think museums are really engaged in a concerted effort at the moment. I just came back from the extraordinary Harlem Renaissance exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Museums are beginning to try to tell these stories, but we are limited in some cases by our collections and by the availability of works. So, you know, in both Bowdoin Museum's collection and in the Delaware Art Museum's collection, work by Black women artists is less than 1% of what we own. So you're just not working with, you know, as vast a collection as you'd like to be. But museums are actively collecting this work now, both buying contemporary work, and I'm a curator actually of historical art. I stop around 1960, but trying to find works, acquire works, broaden our collections, that helps us broaden the stories we can tell in many years to come. I just encourage people to come and see the incredible diversity of production in the show. Some of the work is abstract. It's not all representational, and it's in every medium. A really exciting show visually.
Thanks to the Delaware Art Museum's Curator of American Art, Heather Campbell Coyle, and our Carl Lengel for joining us on Arts Playlist. And we wrap up the green next with History Matters and our conversation with the author of a new book on the lives of two Delawareans that fought together for nearly 8 years during the American Revolution. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.